Thanks for listening to Alt Latino. If you're an undiscovered musician looking for your big break, check out NPR's Tiny Desk Contest. Send us a video of you playing an original song at a desk, and you could win the chance to play at our famous Tiny Desk here at NPR in Washington, D.C. Enter by February 2nd at npr.org/tinydeskcontest. Let's hear from as many Latin bands as we can get. You have just learned to drive.
I have just learned to drive.
And so far?
It's good. I can't listen to music yet when I'm driving because I get really pumped up and emotional and like forget like, oh, this is the brake. This is the accelerator. So, but it'll happen. I just can't. Like, my boyfriend tried to put on some music the other day. I was like, turn that off. What do you want us to die? Soy de la. So what good stuff do we have today? We have some great music. Oh, we should introduce ourselves. Hi, I'm Jasmine Garst.
The new driver.
The new driver. I'll be your driver today.
Okay. Hold on. Let me strap in.
Strap in. I'll be your driver today. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras. We're starting the show with a new track from an album by a band called Sidestepper from Colombia.
We had breakfast with them once.
Yes, we did.
While
we
were in Arepas with honey and butter.
When we were in Bogota. They've got a new album out, and it's going to be featured on our First Listen series starting January 29. You can stream the whole album in its entirety at npr.org/music. Let's hear this track for now. It's called La Flor y la Voz, Part 1 and 2.
Caminito, te he buscado como el aire que respiro.
The new album's called Supernatural Love, and it's a comeback for Sidestepper. You know, they were formed in 1996 by the British producer and DJ Richard Blair, who went to Colombia to produce an album for Toto La Momposina, the great Afro-Colombian singer.
Who we also hung out with in Colombia.
He fell in love with Colombia and he stayed. And he produced a number of albums for the band Sidestepper, and they became very influential on people like the guys in Bomba Estéreo, Choquib Town, all the people who are doing something now. They were influenced by this band Sidestepper. They've got a comeback album of sorts, fantastic record. What you heard was a very involved vocal interpretation of La Flor y La Voz, and then the guitar-driven jam session of La Flor y La Voz Part 2. Great album. Again, you can hear the album in its entirety starting January 29 at npr.org/music. Now we go to Cuba by way of New York City.
I like how I'm driving, but you're giving me instructions.
My favorite thing to do. This is the drummer Robbie Amin from the album Days in the Night. And this is a track called Begin to Begin, which is an old track from 1934. It's part of the Great American Songbook. And it's Cuba-sized, featuring a vocal by Ruben Blades, Robbie Amin's former boss.
The begin, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm with you once more under the stars, and down by the shore an orchestra's playing, and even the palms seem to be swaying when they begin. The begin. To live it again is past all endeavor, except when that tune catches my heart. And there we are, swearing to love forever and promising part. What moments divine, what rapture supreme, till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that we wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them begin the beginning. Once a fire, remain an ember. Let it sleep like a dead desire. I only remember when they begin, the begin. Oh yes, let them begin, the begin. Make them play till the stars that were there before return above you. Till you whisper once more, my darling, I love you. Suddenly know what heaven we're in when they begin the begin.
very typical of what the musicians in New York do. They mix it all up with funk and jazz and Afro-Cuban. Again, Rabih Amin with the album Days in the Night. One of the things we're doing this afternoon is bringing in some music that reflects a wide scope of Latin music and Latin-influenced music. Next, I'm bringing some classical music. This is the Boston Cello Quartet. The album's called The Latin Project, and they do stuff by Piazzolla.
Piazzolla, the legendary Argentine tango and classical composer.
This is a track called Spain, and it was written by the jazz composer Chick Corea, and this is their take on it. Again, the Boston Cello Quartet.
So now in my driving, we're going into a smoother patch.
Yes, yes.
No more city traffic. Next up, dreaming that you are Lola Beltran. First of all, who was Lola Beltran?
Lola Beltran was a Mexican ranchera singer. Okay, mariachi, very full voice, very dramatic, very classic.
And Kerry Rodriguez.
Kerry Rodriguez, to me, represents that perfect mesh of Austin, Mexican-American, and country and blues that happens only in Austin.
Yeah, I really miss it. I went dancing. A friend of mine, my friend Sarah Castro, took me dancing to it was like this mix of Americana and blues. And
Carrie's background was from Americana. She did a really wonderful series of albums in the early 2000s with this guy named Chip Taylor. If you listen to the record, you can hear the Texas twang in her voice. For the first time, she is reaching into her Mexican-American background and culture. Great album. I can't stop listening to it. The album's called Lola, and this is I Dreamed I Was Lola Beltran.
Picture frame y en el otro lado date is written by your name in anachrone but I know those lips were red ribbon early 40s, CBS, film and flash and hymns and light and such, give me a photograph that I can touch, I dreamed I was low. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Great album. The album's called Lola. Gary Rodriguez, again, you can hear it on our First Listen series starting February 12th. The entire album streamed for 1 week before it's released on February 19th.
Well, next up we have to move to, you know, a sad portion of the show, but also something beautiful, because we're going to be remembering an artist we lost this week who... he's influenced every musical style. David Bowie was just humongous in the world of music. He passed away earlier this week, and he had such a personal influence on so many musicians and so many cultures. What was weird is when I woke up that morning and I saw these emails and Facebook statuses saying David Bowie has passed, I had this feeling that I've had when people close to me personally have died, of wanting to turn back time, of saying, no, go back to sleep and maybe then you'll wake up and it won't be true. You know, like this panic, this desperation, because David Bowie actually meant a lot to me personally and musically. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. We're going to be playing a track he sings on, and we're also going to be playing music he influenced.
It's astonishing to me just how much influence and how much impact he had all over the world. And as you mentioned, specifically in Latin America with Latin musicians. And so many people are coming out of the woodwork saying that he meant something to them at a very personal level as well as musical level. And reflecting that cross-cultural influence, we're going to start with a track from the San Antonio punk band Girl in a Coma. On their album Adventures in Coverland, they did a song called As the World Falls Down from the film Labyrinth.
There's such a sign, love, deep in your eyes, a kind of pale dream, open and closed within your eyes. I'll place the sky within your eyes. There's such a fooled heart, beating so fast in search of new dreams, a love that will last within your heart. I'll place the moon within your heart. As the pain sweeps through, makes no sense for you. Every thrill is gone, wasn't too much fun at all. But I'll be there for you. Strangers till now, we're choosing the path between the stars. I'll live my life between the stars. As the pain sweeps through, makes no sense for you. Every thrill is gone, wasn't too much fun. I'm falling.
Next up is a track from Brazilian vocalist Seu Jorge. He recorded an album of Bowie covers, some of which were used in the film The Life Aquatic of Steve Zissou. This is The Haunting, Life on Mars.
Muitas vezes o coração não consegue compreender o que a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças para obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. No infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte, então vem. A sua língua, então vem, que quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida, meu bem. Vamos viver a vida, então vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars. Muitas vezes o coração consegue compreender o que a mente não faz questão, nem tem forças para obedecer. Quantos sonhos já destruí e deixei escapar das mãos. Se o futuro assim permitir, não pretendo viver em vão. Meu amor, não estamos sós, tem um mundo a esperar por nós. Se o infinito do céu azul pode ter vida em Marte, então vem cá, me dá sua língua, então vem, que eu quero abraçar você. Seu poder vem do sol, minha medida, meu bem, vamos viver a vida. Não vem, senão eu vou perder quem sou. Vou querer me mudar para uma life on Mars.
I think Bowie, throughout all his personas, there was always like an underlying sense of melancholy. And so I was just thinking about this the other day when he passed. When I first moved to the U.S., I don't know, it was a very traumatic moment. And almost every night I would dream that I went back home to Argentina. And I would go back and Argentina in my dream was destroyed. It was in shambles. Because I left during a pretty violent time. And in my dream, I was David Bowie. When he was dressed as, in his Duke phase, the white Duke.
The thin white Duke.
The thin white Duke. I was a British dandy. And all these people that I loved no longer recognized me. And I would always knock on my grandmother's door dressed as a thin white Duke. And she would look at me and she would say, "Who are you?" And the whole dream was like a David Bowie song. And that's how much David Bowie meant to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a touching story.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know. I always feel like the pulse of David Bowie's melancholy, I've always felt very attuned to it.
Then let's close the show with David Bowie and a song that's saturated with melancholy. It's from an album called Red Hot and Gershwin. It was produced by our friend Becko Dranoff. This is A Foggy Day in London Town.
I was a stranger in the city, out of town, where the people are new. I had that feeling of self-pity. What to do? What to do? What to do? The outlook was decidedly blue. But as I walked through the foggy streets alone, it turned out to be the luckiest day I've known. A foggy day had me low, had me down. I viewed the morning with alarm. The British Museum had lost its charm. I wonder, could this thing